I want to welcome Mickey from Gold Country Traffic on the air with us. And boy, thank you for coming down today. I guess on a regular day, though, you're up early all the time, are you?
Yeah, quite often our days could start as early as 4 a.m.
Right. Do you get asked to go out and work? Are you contracted? Do people phone you or do you bid for jobs? Like, how does it work in the flagging industry then, Mickey?
A little bit of both. So sometimes we have to go after work and have to bid. Bid BC is quite popular. Go and check out what kind of things are up for bid and tender for people. Other than that, we have lots of contractors for road construction and stuff. They just call us and ask for a quote.
And a note I'd pass on to you, you said you try and be as local as you can and be available. Is that what kind of your niche in the market, if I can call it that?
Well, there's a lot of companies that have focused on expanding and growing really big and becoming like the largest company in BC. And we don't want to do that because you lose a lot when you grow that large. So our focus is staying to our local community, and there's lots of work here. So we mostly go between Nelson, the Alberta border, and Golden.
Isn't that interesting? Same with my industry. Yeah, local.
Yeah.
Even with that. Has it become more difficult? It seems like people speed a lot more than they used to. You're not really that safe all the time, or are you?
We try to do everything as safely as possible. Our first focus is to control the traffic and allow our contractors to do the job that they need to do. If it's better with us not on the road, then we'll set up a zone so that the flagger isn't actually on the road controlling traffic by doing lane shifts and stuff like that, just to keep the flat traffic flowing around the work zone. But we've also recently brought in AFADs, automated flagging devices, that are kind of like little robots, and they have an arm that go down and they stop the traffic now while we're sitting safely controlling them.
Is that fairly new?
Yes. This specific model, I'm told that we're the first company in BC to use this specific model from this company, but WorkSafe is pushing the AFADs more and more to keep flaggers safer.
Oh, good. Well, hopefully they don't lose jobs, though, doing that.
No, because somebody still has to control them. So they're linked to a tablet and stuff like that, and so a flagger still has to control them. They have moving parts, so they can still break down. So flaggers still have to be on site. So no flaggers are going to lose their jobs from it.
Oh, I see. And when did that begin? When did you start getting those then?
We got them just before or just after Christmas.
Oh, that's very
yeah.
soon.
Yeah,
oh, this is soon. Now it's a news story, do you think? Oh, very AFADs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How far do they stick out on the road then? Is it like a big arm that comes out?
It is. It's a big arm, kind of like the arms that come down for the trains, for the train crossings.
Okay.
And they've got big red and yellow lights that you can see for a long distance. And they probably come down halfway through the traveling lane, and they've got cameras that they can see forwards and backwards, so they can video the traffic coming and going and make sure that everybody's safe and the road conditions are good.
So if you are, let's say it's a half a kilometer work zone, you could control that automatic arm from where you're sitting then?
Yeah, actually you can control that automatic arm 1 kilometer either side of you. You can go 1 kilometer away from your base station.
Were they hard to get used to or easy to run?
We're still getting used to them.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a lot of training, a lot of scenarios, trying to figure out where they work best, because they work really well in some situations, but in other situations where you're moving a lot, they're pretty bulky. They're on wheels and stuff, but you got to lift them, pack them up, move them around and stuff. So it's a little bulky if you're moving around quite a bit.
How many staff do you have and how many trucks then, Mickey?
We have 8 trucks currently, and we have anywhere from 14 to 20. Flaggers at any given time.
Right. How long have you been doing this kind of work then?
Traffic control itself, we started in 2009, and we just started small with our towing company and everything, and then in 2012 it just kind of blew up.
Oh, wow. So what was towing, were you not making enough money with towing?
Towing was good. That was what my husband was doing. I'm not a tower.
Oh, I see. So this was like your gig, the flagging part.
Yeah. So we started traffic control, and then he's like, you know what? I don't want to tow anymore. So now we just continued with the traffic control.
Well, you see your group out there quite a bit. It sounds like you get enough work, obviously.
Oh, yeah. No, there's definitely enough work in the area, and sometimes a little bit too much. We're usually booking a week to 2 weeks in advance to make sure that we can supply for our contractors.
Boy, you're probably working plus 33 and minus 33. What's it like when you're prepping for a day like this to go out and stand on the highway for 8 hours?
You're putting a lot of layers on.
There's no secret to it, just a lot of layers. And
yeah, a lot of layers, making sure that, like, we use the hot hands a lot, which is a little coal pack that you shake, and it helps keep your hands warm. So we supply that to our flaggers when it's cold like this, making sure that they have toques and scarves and everything.
Are you hiring at this time?
Yes.
Every time we do an interview like this, someone will phone 5 minutes later, so I thought I might as well ask. What is required for a flagger? Is there a course, a short course on it?
There is. The main certification is a traffic control certification that you get through BCCSA, and sometimes they hold courses up at the College of the Rockies. Otherwise, you can go to their website and find out where the closest course is being held.
Very good. You came in your car. I want to see these AFADs now. That's really interesting. Well, we're going to see them fairly soon. Where will be one of the first areas where motorists may be seeing these automatic flaggers then?
Well, when we were out at the Wausau Junction with the BC Hydro transmission crew, we had the AFADs out there every once in a while.
Oh, good. And that was your test area then.
Yeah, we've had a few test areas around here. So people locally have seen them. And some of them have been like, what is that? But we're doing some more work with BC Hydro, and they should be on the roads again here pretty quick. So I'll give you a heads up of where we are. And
well, when you're close, I'll ride my bike by so I can get a look at them and see how they roll.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Gosh, thank you. Is there any message you want to get out to traffic? Well, we've got you here today. Motorists are on the move right now. So, yeah.
I think just take it slow. And if you see a work zone, just slow down and move over if you have to. And just take your time going through. A lot of the time, the contractors on the road trust us to pay attention to you guys. So they're not paying attention to you. They're just doing their work. So just be on the lookout for them.
Thank you for coming in today. It's so nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Yeah, all the time's going back and forth with information, and we appreciate that. Mickey from Gold Country Traffic joining us here this morning, and be on the lookout for these automatic flaggers, AFEDs, right?
Yes.
AFEDs.